Hello again, everyone. It's Kaz Beelen. You're watching Casual Conversations. And if you're listening on an audio podcast, then it's Casual Conversations. Same thing. You can listen to us or you can click on the link below on the audio podcast somewhere and take it to the video ends. If you want to see what's going on in the video side, you're welcome to either way. But right now, this is Casual Conversations, a program where we talk to people who are very important to our world. Our very special guest today is Irina Portnova, and she is a certified life masterly consultant. Tell me what that is all about.
Hi, Cass. First of all, just wanted to say how grateful and honored I am to be a part of your podcast. And thanks for inviting me and being a guest here. Let me tell you a little bit about myself and the work that I'm doing in this world. And it's very important. You know, we are people here trying to make this world a better place and trying to do our job to create that awareness, right? So, me personally, coming with the background of accounting, I have been interested in this work for the past 7 years. I went on that path of self-discovery and I really wanted to understand what am I all about, because I felt that there is something that's missing with me. You know, I was thinking there is more to life than what I actually could see with my eye. So I was enrolling in different courses just to figure out, you know, what I'm all about. And then I realized that, you know, we all go through these, you know, educational institutions. We go to the universities, we go through the school system, but none of this is teaching us how to really handle the real life, you know, how to be the best versions of ourselves and how to really live amazingly, you know. And this is exactly the gift that I got from, you know, learning everything I can. And I'm here to share with everybody else. I said, this is something that I really could do in my life. This is something I could inspire people with, you know, just to realize what it is to live the life that they designed for themselves and they desire for themselves and be true to themselves. This is what my work is all about. So I'm certified and I'm ready to teach others how to live that amazing life.
Well, I think no matter where you are in life, one of the things that you have to focus on and be thankful, and that's gratitude. So there's a little video you created ahead of time just about that subject of gratitude and how important that is, because gratitude, if you're grateful, you will get other benefits in life, I would think. You know, you got to be grateful always for what you have, because you think something's going great this point in your life and it's going to last forever. It doesn't always turn out that way. You know, you've seen lots of stories and everything. So let's play this video and we'll come back and talk a lot more about that and many other things with Irina. Check this out.
So let's talk about the gratitude and what it could do for you. A lot of times we pay attention to what goes wrong in our life. We tend to focus on the negative things more. We complain about the traffic that we got stuck for today. We are not happy in the fact that we need to wake up really early in the morning. Or we express our frustration about the deadlines that we need to meet at our job. Just to name a few. It's our human nature to emphasize more what we don't like rather than something we absolutely enjoy. I would like to invite you to look at the unpleasant scenario and see what good could come out of it. If we're stuck in traffic, it might be the cause of the accident. Rather than complaining about the situation, how about being grateful that we are not the ones in this accident? Well, it is just a little inconvenience to our commute and we are delayed getting to our destination. Rather than whining about waking up every morning very early, how about being grateful that we are up and breathing, which could not be the case for some people? And if you feel pressured with the workload, how about being grateful that you have a job? It proves the fact that it doesn't matter what the current situation you are in, there is always good in it if you learn how to look deeply into this. Think for a moment, what are you grateful for? This question makes us think and stay aware about the things that we have, and we are more willing to slow down to enjoy the moments that we have. The famous quote by David Steinreich states, "It is not joy that makes us grateful, it is gratitude that makes us joyful."
I would like to invite you to practice the attitude of gratitude. Be kind to others and thankful for any small deeds that are done by people. This is a very powerful skill. Once we learn to appreciate what we have and be grateful for that, we open ourselves for more great things coming into our life. If you're looking to change something in your life, you start by focusing at what you already have in your life. This way you feel the energy of gratitude. The energy of gratitude could really open you up to incredible capacity to feel more energized and more happy.
Wow. Gratitude. I'm very grateful and grateful. Gratitude. That's not a real gratitudeful. Grateful that you're here on Casual Conversations because, that took a while to listen to. There's so many good nuggets of information in there. Everyone could pick out something that will help them at least for now or later in life or something they can share. And, it's a beautiful testament to what you do. So tell me, number one, there's life coach and there's a therapist. I think one of the things we need to differentiate is between those. So tell me some similarities or differences between those.
Absolutely. So therapist is the person who majority works on the mental health of the customer, of the client, and also on the emotional healing. So they are actually focused on something that happened to that person in the past, and they are trying to heal the trauma, and they are taking them through that healing process. Whereas the life coach is somebody who works with people here and now, and they are motivating people and inspiring people to get the better results in their life. And that's exactly bringing us back to that video that we were just watching on the gratitude, because a lot of times people either live in the past and they're thinking how beautiful things were or how ugly things were, or they're living in the future, they're planning, I'm going to change my life, it's going to be different. But they forget about that precious moment, which is happening here and now. And this is what we are trying to focus the attention of our clients. And we are just going to show them what is the steps they could take in order to get them where they would love to be.
And okay, so take a second. Let's show them right there below on the screen. So tell them how they can contact you. So that's the main website. So go over that. And also tell them, once they contact you, a little bit about the process of how you go about helping them or assist them on their proper Absolutely. Journey in life. So go ahead, tell them how they can contact you.
I have the website where everybody could go and just request the free clarity session, free assessment session with me, where I could take you on a little journey. Once you request that session with me, I'm going to send you a short questionnaire and ask you what exactly are your goals or your intentions, what you would like to achieve. But even better than that, I actually invite you and encourage you to visit my free workshop, which I do on Zoom. And this is something that would give you a better idea what I'm doing and how I could serve you and how I could get the value to your life. So this is one of the most important things just for you to experience. It's not for me just trying to cover something in a very short period of time, but for you to get that experience and get a better and deeper understanding what this work is all about and what I could offer to you and how I could change your life and how I could change the results that you're experiencing in your life.
Right. And that QR code you see right there, if you scan that, they'll take you right to information or registration. So it make it easier using today's technology. All right. And I mean, basically it's, you say you can help them, but they got to also help themselves. I mean, if you they work with you, you can't just say, you'll come in to do ABCD and hey, magically, like a fairy, you'll get better and you'll feel happy. It's like, you have to work on it and work on it.
Absolutely.
Yourself.
I offer them a variety of different programs to target the different needs of people. And the most important thing is for people to be ready to take that step, right? They have to make that decision first before moving forward. So if they made that, you know, powerful decision, that's it. This is the life I would love to live for myself. And I'm there to help them. It's just the same thing. Just imagine the scenario. You're coming in into the room. And it's very cold in there. And here is the fireplace. And you're not just going to sit down and say, okay, fireplace, you know, just give me some warmth. Give me just some heat. What you are expected to do, you're expected to shovel some wood in it, right? In order for it to produce the heat. So the same thing is happening here. This is the analogy, you know, in order to get something, you have to give something. You have to give your commitment. You have to give your time. You have to give your the energy. And my job is to guide you and to give you that hand that you could hold on to, you know, and really support you to be that, you know, partner in belief that you could achieve anything in the life that you would love to have for yourself. And this is the process that I guarantee you it's working. It worked for a lot of people and it's going to work for you as long as you put the work that required for that.
All right. Check this out on the bottom. Read what that says, because this is from your site, I believe. But I add a little color to it to make the point. But life is full of the colors that you paint it with. So, you know, I think the point is, you know, there's people who say, oh, my life is miserable. I'm never going to get better. Or people go, I know it's going to be a bad day today. It's going to turn out horribly. And it's like, I know you mentioned intention, the power of intention. It's like, well, why you want to bring that onto yourself? You know, I guess, you know, if you go into it thinking positive and something happens, well, at least you have a positive attitude toward it. You know, mentioned some of that before, but tell me about that statement a little more.
It's more about of the perception, right? Let's say you are walking in and you're very, you know, depressed or stressed out with something. You're walking into the room and everything looks like in, you know, dark colors for you. Or you could say no colors at all. But you are walking in into the same room with a different attitude, with the different, you know, intentions, with the different feelings. If you are happy, if you are ready to conquer this world, and all of a sudden, this room completely changed for you, right? You see it in different colors. So it's not the situation. The situation is actually neutral. It's our feelings that we are painting it with. Right. It's what we want in our life to see, you know? So we are the ones to paint our life in colors. And whatever color you choose, you are the artist of your own life. And that's how you're gonna be going about life. That's what you're gonna be having in your life. So I encourage everybody to use, you know, the palette of different colors, variety of colors, and just use them all. Try them on. Be brave. You know, even if there is something you've never tried before, just experiment with that. Because our life is all about the experimentation. You know, you have to try before you say no. A lot of people have that fear that holds them, you know, that blocks completely their desire to do something. You know, some people are saying, you know what, I'm so tired to stay at the same workplace, yet they don't do anything about it besides complaining. But nothing is going to happen to you if you're not gonna really make this action step, right? So why don't you try to just go above that invisible line that holds you up? And that's exactly what I'm teaching people. That's exactly what I'm showing to them, that there is nothing to worry about because the whole beautiful world is, you know, at your feet as long as you're ready to step into that.
No, and I understand what you're saying. It's you know, you hear those stories about, well, when this person walks into the room, they like light up, they have a glow around them, whatever. It's like you bring this energy with it. Whenever I have an opportunity to speak in front of an audience, it's like I'm on the side waiting in the back and everything if they're introducing you, but I'm kind of like getting jumpy and jumping like you go into a fight, because when you go out there, it's like a samurai took a long time ago. They said if you have this title, whether it's director, producer, speaker, you go in there, you have this, lack of a better word, a glow around you. So they expect something to pop the second they step on that stage or in front of them, you know, that first contact. And you have to, you know, live up to that expectation, and then your energy will, I think, burst forward from you onto them. You know, it's it's something that, you know, you have to bring with you and be comfortable with. But if you don't feel that way, you know, then I could have just said, well, Irina, it's nice to have you on the show here. You know, what are you going to tell me? You know, it's like, she's okay.
Absolutely.
You know, or what I say, it's an amazing person. You know, you're going to get to meet people who are important to our world. Here she is, boom. And, you know, you appear and you have to smile and, you know, have you in the, be in the game. And it's when people understand sometimes is that's very tiring. On the other side, when you're done with such a performance, because all people see, and I mention it to always, like, oh, you're out there talking, having fun, smiling, interacting, everything, and then afterwards they come talk to you, and you're like, oh, you don't feel like that. Or some people need actually a break. It's like because you're on, you're like energetic and everything, you know. They just see the fun part. They don't see all the effort, all the things you have to have, the, you know, presentation. So that's, you know, but that's, you have to have that attitude and go in there with it, you know, and be able to stay with it. You know, if you don't,
absolutely,
that's, you're going to carry that with you other ways. You know, so.
Absolutely. And you know what? The more I'm doing in this work, the more I realize that whatever is broadcasted in the news to us, you know, we are just so full of that negative, you know, environment around us. We are always trying to blame the economy, the politics, you know, everything what's going on around us. And we are not understanding the core thing that everything comes within us. So let's just pretend you have that remote control as you're watching the news, right? And you're so fed up with this negativity that coming from that you said, you know what, I'm just sick and tired of it. Let me just try to change the channel for something like Discovery Channel or travel, you know, something that makes you feel more inspiring, right? So what, that's exactly what we are teaching people, that it's not about the circumstances, it's not about the conditions that they are in, it's not about the situation, you know, just realize everything is neutral and it's the way you perceive things. This is your perception and this is your awareness.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you know, but CNN, way in the early days of CNN, you know, or Headline News, one of the cable networks started a show called Good News.
Oh,
it didn't last. It didn't last very long, 3-4 months, because the attention span wasn't there. People didn't want to hear good news. I don't know, but it's odd. But that's what happened to it. It went down very hill. Every time it's been tried, you know, people just, you know, thrive, and everybody pushes this bad news or negative or get people riled up about stuff. And that's how it goes. I just want to ask you another question, because, like, you know, is there a day, you know, most people, I think like, oh, the weekend, you chill out, you do not, you know, you relax, and then you start your life on Monday, you know, whatever. But I found this little piece on one of your socials that actually talks about weekend being started. So check this out. I don't know if you created this, but you put it on your site, I believe so. Read this for me and then go into it.
Happy weekend. Every week should be started with the mindset of the plans of full week. This will help you in achieving your target and it will make your weekend exceptional. Yeah, that's true. It just goes about, you know, planning, that it's so important. You know, like sometimes we plan more for our vacation or for our getaway time, but we never really plan for our life. And this is exactly what I encourage my people, because if you have the something planned for yourself, you know, if you have that vision that you're working with, this is what's important for you. It's just like, you know, if let's say you're not having 100% of the vision, and right now I just took away your glasses, right?
Uh-huh.
And you're not seeing that clearly. And that's the message I'm trying to convey to people, that in order to see it clear, once you put the glasses on, you'll see clear. And that's what comes with the vision, with, you know, making plans for yourself. Because all successful people are the good designers of their life. They plan ahead. And that's exactly what the message was saying.
No, that's, I mean, I do commercials, you know, short form. You could, every commercial advertisement or any presentation is a story. You have to have a good beginning, middle, and end. So 30 seconds, now 15 seconds is still a story. You know, TikTok, Snapchat, whatever. It's a little story within itself. Even if it's a picture, it's a story. So everything is designed in kind of that way. So it all has to be planned out, and beginning, middle, end, and people, what they say, how they look, graphic-wise, music, all has an impact on you. So I understand all that. So you do you work with children to What age groups do you work with?
Actually, I'm working more with the adults, like, you know, people who are just starting to work, the workforce, and anybody to, you know, 100 years old, anybody who's actually ready to change their life. Because I think we all have the areas of life that we would like to improve. And because we were raised, you know, by society with the limited beliefs or our family, some people may be not happy with the work that they have and they're thinking about their own business. But again, you know, something stops them by saying, you know, I have not never done this before. Who is there to tell that I could be good at it? You know, I could help people to get that strength and that confidence, self-confidence, and help them to move to the next chapter of their life. If somebody's struggling with the relationship, if somebody's trying to find that, you know, love of their life, or if they want to improve their existing relationship, if they want to be more deeper in the relationship, more involved, I also help them do that. And if somebody wants to lose the weight, I have a client who is now going successfully through my program. She is in the weight loss, and this is one of her goals that she came to me with, and I'm helping her to do that. And I just wanted to tell that my life coaching style is evocative style, meaning that I am not telling you what to do, because we all have the answers within ourselves. And my job is just to tap into that potential of yourself. And just by asking the right questions, you are going to be able to come up with these answers and with these inspiring actions for you to move forward to your, you know, goals that you have for yourself.
Right. Do you have, what kind of feedback have you received from people who have gone through the program with you? Like
their transformation is the most important thing. The results are great to have, but the journey that they take with me and the way that they became who they became through that journey, this is like the most important. It's they're completely different people, and it's very interesting to hear, because then it's not going to impact just them, but it also impacts their families, their friends. And some people mentioned to me, they are saying, oh my gosh, you know, my coworker said, what's wrong with you? Something is different about you. I noticed the changes, and I'm just trying to understand what is different about you. Because like I said, once you change inside, and it's just projection of the outside space of the world that we are living in. And my job is just to help people to live better lives, to have happy lives, to do exactly what they want to do, because they are so stressed out. You know, they stressed out at work because a lot of demands on them. They come home, you know, their spouses, their kids, everybody's like just, you know, responsibility. But how many people are actually asking you, what would you love to do in your life?
Speaking of that, can you give a few little words of advice or kind of a starting point of some things if someone wants to improve their life? Just simple little things maybe they don't think is easy or natural, you know, just things to overcome, just anything like that, two or three things.
Absolutely. Just wake up every morning just, you know, with the positive thoughts and just with the good feeling that, you know, we are breathing, we are living, we are healthy, you know. And once you have all these good thoughts, then just go and you could conquer this world, because this is all it is. It's about our attitude. And people would want to be around us because they see that, you know, that glow, that light that's coming out of you. And you're going to see how many new people you're going to attract in your life, and somebody that is going to be, you know, very inspired by you. And this is the whole beauty of it. It just, we are here to help each other in this world. We are not here to compete against each other. We are here to give that hand to somebody who needs to hold on to it.
Wow. Very, very nice. A final, very difficult question. What was it like being a guest on Casual Conversations here? What's your experience? How do you feel?
I love it. I enjoy it truly, you know, from the bottom of my heart. I love it. I just love to share the message. I just love to tell people about what I'm doing and their potential, and just to bring that light of sunshine in everybody's life. And I just feel great. And thank you so, so much for this opportunity. And I'm inviting people to really go and check out my website, go and book that workshop and see me there live. I'm there with you. I'm interacting with you. And we could just make it an enjoyable journey for all of us.
Thank you very much. And hey, keep having those great casual conversations with anybody else you like. It's not exclusive here on this program. And hope to see you soon. And thank you for a great experience teaching us how to make our lives better.
Thank you, and all many blessings to everyone and all to all your dreams to come true.
That's the way it should be. Bye.